says she'll be dead with you. While Violet prefers a screwing rotten, Light Morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trial.
Broadcasting live from Studio Eat down here in Central Florida, I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is May 29th, 2022. It's been a full week of news and sound bites and news that's being passed off as real news, much of which I would call fake news. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles and provocative insight. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Share what you have learned. My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Our call-in line number is 512-248-8252. Glad to be here. This is the Memorial Day weekend. It's a weekend to understand or to pay tribute to those fallen soldiers who have sacrificed and given the ultimate, given their lives for, well, supposedly fighting for this country. Freedom, right? Their hearts in the right places, regardless of a government who may have lied them into war. I will do no commerce whatsoever on Memorial Day. The weekend, I do some stuff here and there. I had to buy some stuff yesterday I needed. But other than that, tomorrow is pretty much a kind of a sacred holiday. I will do nothing but sit at home and relax and unwind and rest and maybe watch some tennis. That's pretty much it. It is not a weekend to buy a new car, a new couch, new mattress, new appliances. It seems to be that, doesn't it? It's amazing. You have Memorial Day weekend here. And even on Memorial Day, they're open to sell you a car, to sell you a mattress, to sell you new appliances. This is so screwed up. I mean, I'm sorry, but can't you just stop the commerce on the actual day of Memorial Day? Can you just please stop thinking dollar signs on Memorial Day? Please. But they can't. Because that's more important. Commerce. We got a lot of stuff going on here. What this whole week here, what we had, the pandemic treaty here, the World Health Organization. I'm very concerned about this. Over 100 amendments of the direction of our country, the direction of our world. Imagine that. Eliminating individual sovereignty, a nation's sovereignty, and allowing one country, one man, Tedros, of the World Health Organization, to decide a health pandemic or a health concern and actions to be taken. Y'all need to take these shots. We don't want to take them. Well, we'll make your life very difficult if you don't take them. Don't take the shot, you lose the job. Okay, well, we can enforce this now. Now it's beyond our own corrupt CDC and corrupt FDA and our corrupt administration of the Biden administration. It's gone beyond the corruption of these three entities and now gone in the hands of another huge conglomerate corruption entity of the World Health Organization. Amazing. Yes, these guys can control everything. And you got the Rothschilds controlling the money situation here, going to a digital currency. Klaus Schwab, the deciders deciding, you know, we have too many bottom feeders in this country. We need to decrease the number of bottom feeders in this country, especially those bottom feeders that are maxed out on their credit cards. They're costly. We don't need them around anymore. We don't need to be paying pensions anymore. We can't afford the pensions, by the way. We're bankrupt. So let's find a way to get out of paying pensions. Let's find a way to get out of paying retirements. Let's find a way to get out of paying your 401ks back to you in retirements. Let's find a way to weasel out of our commitment that you've paid into let's find a way to get out of Social Security, paying your Social Security back to you. It's squandered. It's been pissed away. It's gone. But we'll find a way to weasel out of this commitment to you. So if you're dead, we have no commitment anymore, do we? This is about depopulation, people. I know people say, oh, you're crazy. You're conspiracy theorist. Depopulation. Yes, there are evil people in the world who've actually verbalized that we have too many people on the earth. We need to start the population, again, the world population, right around $500 million people to restart the population from nearly 8 billion now to 500 million people. You know, I don't know why nobody's really investigated that, especially when you start adding on what they're doing now. You know, you have Event 201, the mock trial of what we experienced in the beginning of this COVID 1984 agenda. And you have, it's just amazing that putting the pieces of the puzzle together are so easy to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Yet we don't have anybody really saying, hey, that's kind of amazing. Isn't that kind of amazing how this guy predicted this and then it's actually happening now, and he made this prediction and now it's happening now, and he's made this prediction and now this is happening now. I mean, you've got a virus Nostradamus in looking at this egghead Bill Gates with the Coke bottle glasses. The guy that's switched from computers and software and viruses and protection and stuff like that, and has decided to focus all his attention now on vaccines and our health. He's so concerned. A guy outside the loop of real science, real medicine, is so concerned, and he's taken serious. The money has escalated him to a degree, a science degree, a medical degree. I can't imagine if I tried to overstep my boundaries of my skill set and then somebody catches it and go, you don't know what you're talking about. Do you have a degree in that? No, I don't. So why are you talking now? Why are you trying to express that you are an expert when you're not an expert in this field at all? Nobody, they would call me out in a heartbeat. They call most people out. For some reason, nobody calls out Bill Gates. Nobody calls this guy out. So we'll see. I don't know. I'll say one thing, get right with Jesus. We'll start off with that. This may come down to, in the streets, this may come down to violence. That's just a strong possibility. When somebody comes and says, you're going to take this, and you're going to take this, and you're going to do these things. You know, it's interesting. We got the 4th of July is not too far away. And I know I'm going to go on a serious rant on the 4th of July because, well, I actually believe in freedoms. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the Bill of Rights. I believe in all that. But yet, every year we lose more and more rights and freedoms. And for some reason, people aren't shaken up enough. I'm shaken up. I'm angry. I'm pissed off all the time because every time we get near the 4th of July, I'm saying you fools are drinking beer, eating watermelon, hot dogs, watching fireworks, and you haven't understood what the hell's going on. You're losing your rights and you're losing your freedoms. What are you celebrating? You frickin' morons. I said frickin'. What are you celebrating? I don't get it. What else we got going on here besides the WHO, the pandemic treaty here? COVID 1984. We got monkeypox, something else to divert your attention from. Okay, let's forget about Biden's stupid comment about going to war, if necessary, with China over Taiwan. Isn't the timing that kind of amazing? Boy, what a stick your foot in your mouth situation that was. Prior to Memorial Day weekend here, coming up, talking about dead soldiers, Arlington Cemetery, the wreath, all that stuff with Arlington Cemetery. And you're talking about what? Adding another war, and maybe putting more soldiers' bodies in Arlington Cemetery. Well, I got to tell you right now, I don't see anybody, even on the Democrat side, they're morons, most of them. They really are. But they don't, they're not for war. Some of them are because they're going to be making some money in commerce. Other than that, we're talking about dead people, dead soldiers. Now, we got the midterms in November here. What politician is going to say, yes, I think we should go to war? These SOBs want to get back in office. And they're not going to put their necks out because they want to get in a war. They want to get back in. Anybody going pro-war right now says, I believe in war with another country, China or Russia, is not going to get elected. So secretly, maybe they're behind the scenes. Maybe they want to. Maybe they're vested in the commercialism. Maybe they're vested in the military-industrial complex with their stock trades. And so behind the scenes, they're kind of cheerleading for a war, but they can't verbally come out and say it. So you got Biden coming out and talking about, yeah, we may need military action against China. And, of course, had to backtrack. Or he didn't actually backtrack himself. He had people backtrack for him. Backtrack for him. The brainless idiot. I have never seen a more inept man in the Oval Office than this man here. And I despised George W. Bush. Another war hawk. Another chicken hawk. Just like Biden is a chicken hawk. Biden didn't go to Vietnam. Biden didn't go to North Korea. Why not? Got diversions. He didn't have to go. Why? Because he had better things to do. Using that same line from Dick Cheney, I had other things, better things to do. I think even Bill Clinton used a line similar to that also. The elites don't fight wars. They make wars and make the little people fight the wars that they vest in and become millionaires, and in this case, probably billionaires. They're carpetbaggers. That's what they called them in the Civil War. They called them carpetbaggers. And that's what we have with the majority of our Congress, who become multimillionaires in a couple of years. How is that possible? I know what you guys make for a salary. How do you make that kind of money in a couple of years? It's all crooked, people. It's all crooked. Let's go to the phones and just talk to Rhonda, Missouri. Welcome, Rhonda.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi. Yep, I hear you fine.
Okay. So I was listening to Chris Steiner's show earlier today. I just caught a little bit of it, but really... bothers me when he was playing a clip of, I haven't really followed it, that shooting in Texas.
Yeah.
And somehow, or maybe it was an older one, I don't know, there's so many of them.
Yeah, but, true.
Yeah. I don't really think, like you were talking about, are you going to listen to somebody that has no knowledge of something? You know, you have your skill set. Other people mm-hmm. have theirs. Mm-hmm. If you need help, you'll get help, right?
Sure, sure.
There's like a, I don't know how old she was, teenager, because she's in high school or something.
Sure.
But, you know, she sets it up like, oh, you know, I used to like, when I was younger, I used to like shoot with, you know, go shoot guns, and I, you know, really enjoyed it. And this and that, and, you know, she's setting it up like she's pro-gun, and then the shooting happens, and she's all of a sudden, she's anti-gun, you know. So, next question.
Yeah.
Do you still do t-shirts? Do you still make t-shirts?
Yeah, I think we're still doing the t-shirts. Sam, are we still doing t-shirts? I think we're still doing them, right?
Well, I have an idea for one.
Sure.
Don't be a victim, get a gun. And then in parentheses, and learn how to use it, and then talk about this, you know.
Look at the timing of that, Rhonda. I want to talk about it here. I got lots of notes on there. I got lots of anomalies with this one here. Very similar to Sandy Hook. I'm going to talk about this in quite some depth here. I've got a lot of information here I want to talk about. But look at the timing of this thing here. You've got the NRA meeting in Houston, Texas for their annual meeting here, and then this happens. The FBI immediately is on the scene taking care of things. Well, that's always been a red flag for me. I understand how FBI agents have been caught in the past. Well, we just saw them on January 6th, right? Didn't we see FBI up there? They called them assets, but they're FBI agents. 22 of them at the Capitol. Guiding people, allowing people to coming in, being provocateurs is what they were doing. So understanding that they could do that, this situation here is looking like, very strongly looking like a false flag, flat out. They're on the scene. They can control the investigation. They control the narrative. They control the outcome. And so they've squeezed out the little guy here. You know, this is like that movie with, what's his name? Harrison Ford, you know, Fugitive. And, you know, we're bugging out here. Wyatt Earp's going to take over here. Well, that's your FBI is Wyatt Earp. They're taking over the investigation. They're squeezing out the locals because they can, and they can control the investigation. This thing smells like false flag all the way. There are so many anomalies on this one here. So many anomalies here. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. But just the timing itself of having the NRA meeting in Houston for their annual meeting here, and then this thing happening. Of course, then the protests outside the meeting. Of course, going after the same, it's the same gun every time. It's an AR-15, but the problem is it's a semi-automatic, okay? Now, I've heard politicians talking about law enforcement having a hard time fighting this war on the drug dealers and everybody else when they don't have the weapons and they're fighting these criminals who have weapons of war. Well, I tell you what, you entered into a war with an AR-15 semi-automatic, you ain't coming back. You're not coming back. That's not a weapon of war. It looks like a weapon of war. It is not. It's only in style itself. It is not the capacity of a weapon of war that your military would carry into a battle. Nobody's going to be using a semi-automatic. I've got semi-automatics. And you know what? They run out of ammo, and that's it. If that's all you've got, that's not it. And evidently, Biden doesn't quite understand. First of all, he doesn't understand our Second Amendment, but he also doesn't understand anybody who's in a target shooter. He doesn't understand that. I have guns where you reload every single shot. You chamber one up, you shoot it. You chamber up one, you shoot it. That's why they got away from that. They went to semi-automatic for people who like to shoot. This could be any semi-automatic gun. And I'm a little tired of pointing a finger at the product and not pointing the finger at the person, the perpetrator, who committed the crime with a legal product. Now, we got lots of gun owners out there, Rhonda. You're one. I'm one. I'm a responsible gun owner. I've actually had training. I've never done anything. I've never done anything illegal. We're all doing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're not. We're using the product in a legal manner. Whether for shooting, or we go hunting, or for protection for our home, we're using it in a legal fashion. Now, you get somebody who uses something in an illegal fashion, and then, of course, you must generalize. They want to generalize the bad guy that we're all bad guys, and therefore nobody can have the firearm. So this is a strike at the Second Amendment. It's they're chipping away at this thing. Been chipping away at this thing for years and years and years. They want this government, once a defenseless and unarmed population, because could you imagine the tyranny that will come our way if we are not able to defend ourselves? Rhonda, hang on the line. Hang on the line. We'll come right back to you, okay? Hold on.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back. Before I go back to the phones and talk to Rhonda in Missouri, I want to mention also, I've been getting some emails still about my health protocols for respiratory protocols on sinus irrigation and nebulizing hydrogen peroxide. Still offering those. All you got to do is contact me at my email. It's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Happy to send that over to you. I'm going to send over a couple different things here. I'd like, this is in a serious way. It might be a little bit of health. You can say health. If you talk about mosquito abatement and stuff like that, down here in Florida, well, we live in a swamp here and we have a mosquito issue here down here sometimes. I figured out or found the formula how to make your own bite stick. I don't know if you've ever bought these little bite sticks. It's got an ammonia smell to it. And you rub it on a mosquito bite, you scratch it a little bit, put it on there, and it burns really, really bad. And then it just goes away. It stops the itch and heals up much faster. I've actually figured out how to make the bug stick, whatever. And happy to send that over to you. Also, ant and cockroach killer. If you have an issue with ants, we got fire ants down here like crazy. I hate those things. I actually call them piss ants. And boy, they make you swell up. You got a pustule, and it can actually scar you. Bad stuff. And the dogs and the animals, they don't like it either, so they get bit. But you can actually kill these fire ants and cockroaches with another little cocktail I've got. Happy to share that with you. Also, this is summer season. We got vectors out there. We got mosquitoes, and we got everything else. Chiggers. If you want to, my other protocols here: the bite stick and the ant. And cockroach killer, let me know. I have to send that over to you along with the health protocols. Just trying to keep you happy out there. Hope you can use some of these things. I use them and swear by them. Actually, I just made a whole bunch of the bite stick here. And just waiting for the mosquitoes. You know, I got to watch this stuff. It's going to go back to the phones, and let's talk to Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Okay. So, hey, if you really want to be like ahead of the curve, Steve, you can like figure out how to. I know monkeypox is mild. It's a nothing thing. You know, it's not anything.
Nope.
But they made it something. So if you want to do a protocol for that, that would be good too. But
actually, since it is respiratory and contact, I guess we're going to stick with the. They're going to go back to the social distancing, the hand sanitizer, and the mask. Killing two birds with one stone here. We're going to continue on the COVID. And by the way, keep it on because you can also use it for monkeypox. I think it's funny, Rhonda, that they've actually started to kind of, this is the commerce side of this one here, this scam here, of trying to say that now it's more of a homosexual thing here of their lifestyle, and they're more prone to get monkeypox because of their living conditions and their sexual practices that they could get monkeypox. So again, another double dipper situation here. Let's dump billions of dollars into AIDS research and AIDS treatment. And also let's throw a couple extra billion on there for monkeypox because, well, it's coming after you too. Again, a double dipper situation here. You're right. This is a nothing situation. 2 or 3 weeks, you resolve it on your own. There's no even talk about, there should be no talking about a vaccine. That's nonsense, total nonsense of something that's self-limiting. 2 to 3 weeks, it's gone. You're okay now.
Yeah, I heard it was more mild than like shingles, and, you know, it wasn't really very easily transmissible, correct?
Yes, correct. That's exactly it. Yeah, I still don't know how many cases. Do you know how many cases we have currently? At least I know it's probably not a true number. It's a lie because they keep telling us it's increasing. The cases are increasing. 327 million people in this country. How many actual cases do we have in the United States? And on top of that, how did it get here? It's found prominently in Africa. So how did it get here? Big question.
You think they called it monkeypox because they use the monkeys to create that bioweapon?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Too. Yeah. It's ridiculous how people can't bring that to the logical conclusion that they're after us, Steve. But I wanted to say real quick that you know how when I wonder if these yahoos know that when somebody's told that, like, in a competition, you can't do it, or, you know, if it's food-related, you're diabetic now, so you can't eat any sugar. Human nature is that, okay, you want to bet? You know, that's just what people want to do. So when somebody's told they can't do something, they get defensive, and, you know, they probably eat more of it, or try harder in a competition, right?
Right.
So, I guess my point there is that with gun control and you know them trying to every I would guarantee you every episode that they do more gun sales happen.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Because people. If they're told they can't get a gun or they feel like they might not be able to get a gun, they're going to go get a gun.
Exactly.
All right, Steve, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it.
Oh, don't forget about the T-shirt idea. All right.
Well,
thanks. Great. Bye.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For tonight, compliments of saxophonist Huge Groove. The CD is called Born to Groove. Hope you enjoy that. We need some relaxing music tonight. You know me, I'm the jazz guy. It calms me down. It keeps my thinking, and it does calm me down quite a bit. So let's go back to the phones. I want to get into this. Like I said, I want to get into this Uvalde, Texas shooting here. There's so many anomalies on this thing here that it makes my head spin. And I'm just waiting for somebody else. Of course, nobody in the mainstream is going to touch this. They saw what happened to Alex Jones. They saw what happened to Jim Fetzer. And it's sad. We don't really have – the court system right now is still not fair, not honest, because Fetzer and Alex Jones should have won their cases by presenting their information, and they were not allowed to present the information. They were like – like children putting their fingers in the ears and going, no, we're not going to listen. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. So you can't present your case. And to me, he had a rock solid case, no doubt about it. We had crisis actors there. We had all kinds of information at Sandy Hook to say this was a false flag. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Scott in Arizona. Welcome, Scott.
Hi. I believe in Denver, they did the Columbine shooting right before the NRA convention and they canceled it. If I remember correctly, but this,
I don't remember that one.
Before
the timing of it is very suspicious. I mean, it's
right.
Yeah,
is,
it's killing two birds with one stone here. It's killing two birds with one stone here, Scott. No doubt about it.
Yeah, they do mass shooting whenever this happens. You know, disarming the American, honest American people is an act of treason, and they're going to be tried for it someday.
Yeah. Let me ask you something, Scott. Let me ask you something. Hold on. Yeah. Let me ask you something. In your conversation circle with your friends and family, do your friends and your family understand false flag events? Do they understand that?
Oh, maybe half.
Really?
Two. Yeah.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Jim Fetzer's coming on.
A lot of people don't
Robert
want to believe
Rabel's
it.
Show tonight. Let's know.
Yeah.
First hour.
A lot of people don't want to, you know, trying to get, you know, tell them about 9/11 or Gulf of Tonkin or the Maine or Lusitanian or anything like that. They kind of stare into like a deer in the headlights, but some don't.
Is it that they don't want to? They don't want to accept this because then they realize that they have no power. Why do people neglect even talking about the subject? I mean, they don't want to talk about it. I mean, if I could disprove something pretty fast, I would say, here's where you're wrong. But somebody who doesn't want to even talk about it says, I don't want to hear what you have to say about it. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Kind of like the election fraud of 2020. They already have their mind set. Either they're just, they don't know how to respond. They don't want to admit that they're powerless, that the system's corrupt, it's fraud built in mind, and that their vote really doesn't count, because then they have to come up with a solution to the problem. They don't have solutions for any problems. And it negates them. No. It negates their vote, and they're saying, you know what, I really am worthless. My vote doesn't count because fraud is built in mind.
Well, they don't want to believe that their government would kill them or killing their own people. They don't want to. They want to pick the side of the government, but they won't admit how evil it is. They won't face up to it.
I guess so.
Yeah, they watch too much TV.
Yeah, the Americans, the U.S. is always the good guys on those situations. You know, forget about those Indians that you slaughtered. Forget about the Indians in the cold winter and how they went out to get the buffalo and they would shoot the Indians as they were trying to get the buffalo the food. Forget all about that. And
They got the Canadians to shoot the buffalo for them so the Americans could starve the Indians.
It's sad. We have the worst. We have probably the worst human rights record. And we have no business pointing a finger at anybody, to be honest with you. And I get really irritated about stuff like this because, I mean, we're an exception to the ruler's attitude here. You know, we can do whatever we want, but somebody else, if they did that, oh, my gosh, it's terrible. We have a terrible human rights record, terrible.
Okay, my three-year-old's ready to go, so I'm off. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Sally in Alaska. Welcome, Sally.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm so angry with what's going on. I'm trying to stay balanced, and I have a mosquito issue, but I just was sitting here thinking, you know, my family has a history, and I can prove it, that they coexisted with the Lenape and the Mohawks in northern New Jersey in the early 1600s. I mean, we're talking sleepovers and meals and housing and friendship until they decided this is crazy and moved, you know, left because it just got too crowded. But it's an honorable history that I treasure. But I am at the point now with what's going on, so angry that I am ready for to see the whites of their eyes. And I'm 75, going on 75, and have a paltry, you know, self-defense issues. But I'm not going down. And I got back into my Christianity on a serious note when I realized that God and Jesus were actually under attack. And I kept them in my soul, you know, quietly, and I don't like crowds, so I don't go to church. That includes, anyway, I had to come out and stand up and get more involved and get a whole new fresh outlook. And I don't know how we're going to avoid violence. We just have to stay alert and try to stay local. And, you know, I mean, people freak at city council still when they see me coming. And it's been decades since I've gone in. But we've got to attack the lefties in our own towns, in our own states. And I'm just hoping that it doesn't come to that. But I'm ready.
I'm right there with you. And if it happens, I'm there. I'm not backing down.
Let me tell my mosquito secret. I discovered accidentally, you know those cheap Chinese dress shirts that sell for so cheap? Well, get them loose, and mosquitoes, they're so finely knit that mosquitoes can't bite you through them. And when the sun starts going down in the afternoon and the mosquitoes come out, put that sucker on and you will be amazed.
And I'll tell you what I got away from. I don't want to use DEET. Anything absorbing like DEET is got to be terrible over time, the absorption of that. I found something that had no DEET, and it was the primary ingredient is lemongrass. And eucalyptus and lemongrass, and it smells pretty dang nice, and I've been using that. But if I got lazy and I got bit, then I use my Afterbite cocktail there, and that helps quite a bit with the itches.
Well, look around. Go into the Salvation Army and look for those. You know, they're really thin and almost feel like suede, and they're cheap Chinese silk. They say they're silk. But the web is, the weave is so tight on those suckers that mosquitoes can't bite you through them, and it'll make you sweat if you put them on too soon during the day, but it really works, and amazing. To your Salvation Army and your free will and goodwill, whatever, and try it.
Sounds good. Appreciate the advice. Thank you, Sally. Yep. All right, we're going to have a break in another 5 minutes, but let's talk about this Uvalde, Texas grade school shooting. Now, this is interesting because the numbers have changed. I know Greg Abbott got some bad information. He's pretty angry about being fed bad information. Who would feed Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, bad information? Oh, he's getting his information through the FBI. Again, the FBI controlling the investigation from day one here. From the very beginning, which to me spells out false flag. It really does. A lot of anomalies here. The numbers are changing. I to this date, I don't know how many dead do we really have here. We've got 18 dead children, one teacher. Now I'm told that's 19 children and two adults. And I understand one of the husbands of one of the dead teachers had a massive heart attack a couple days later. He's now dead. I don't know if they're adding him to the list of dead. Also, it's, I don't know how numbers are. It's so hard to get the numbers. This shouldn't be so hard. Okay. Why is it so hard to give you accurate numbers here? Again, numbers. It doesn't seem to work. So we got this loner here, this Salvador Ramos, 18-year-old loner, works at a Wendy's. I understand he's going through the change here. He's one of those trans teens, confused about his gender, doesn't know what he really is. Getting teased at school. So he comes to school. He goes to a grade school. Now, this is the thing I don't quite understand. He goes to a grade school to take it out on little children, if this indeed even happened. To shoot up a school of little grade school kids. Now, if you were angry at being teased for being transgender, wouldn't you go back to the high school and go after the teenagers that were teasing you about being transgender? Wouldn't you go after your own high school? I don't quite understand this. Why go here to target them for these people over here mocking you and teasing you for being transgender? I don't quite get that. The response time. I'm concerned about the response time here. This is, again, the lapse over. We saw this down here at the nightclub here, down here in Orlando, the Pulse nightclub. You know, law enforcement show up and, oh, we're not going in. Why? We don't want to get shot. That's your job. Your job is actually being on the line. We keep calling officers in blue heroes. We keep saying they're heroes. They're heroes. Cops are heroes. And then we hear cops don't want to go in the nightclub. They don't want to take on the shooter because I don't want to get shot. Jeez, we are so starving for real heroes that we'll call anybody a hero these days. But I'm sorry, but if you have that mentality, that kind of mindset, I'm a cop and I don't want to go in here because it's too risky, I may get killed, you're in the wrong line of work. You need to go find another job. You need to be one of those mall cops. Now, that would still put you in danger from mall shootings. Maybe a security guard at some warehouse that nobody wants to bump off and nobody wants to steal anything from. That might be a better job for you. And take away the gun, give you the nightstick, and even give you a little bit of mace. You could spray them in the face with your mace. But the response time here, the law enforcement show up, get 911 call, not law enforcement shows up. They realize it's too dang risky. I'm not going in there. Let's call our big guys. Let's call the SWAT team. All right, let's call the SWAT team. An hour and six minutes later, the SWAT team shows up. So much misinformation here. What is going on here? I'm understanding that this teenager, first of all, had overpowered a security officer, one of the school officers, overpowered him to get into the school. Well, I think last couple of years, if I remember right, all these schools have had new policies, security policies, for the parent to get into the school to make sure perpetrators, intruders cannot enter the school. So they've gone through a whole bunch of new steps of security, and for some reason, it didn't work again. The kid gets in. You got these buzz doors. You can't get into the school until you've gone through these screening processes here and identify yourself. What student you want to see, who you are, probably have to show an ID in a window or something. Somebody can scan it. Yes, that's who you are. Okay, not a problem. You have a reason to be here. Maybe even go through a metal detector. I don't know. Wouldn't be a bad idea. But they buzz you in, let you in. But for some reason, this kid just walks into the school with AR-15s. Okay. And he shoots how many kids now? 19, two teachers, something like that. I don't know. The numbers are changing all the time. Don't ask me why they are. So the security things you had set in motion here, your policies were not working, and this kid walks in and starts shooting the place up. Something I am interested, and I started reading some testimony from an employee who worked with him at the Wendy's, which I think later on he said, I quit. He's quitting his job here. She said he's always getting in fights, picking fights with other people and actually bigger people than himself. He hates his mother. He hates his grandmother. They won't let him smoke weed in the house. Oh, they're just terrible parents. No smoking weed in the house. Shouldn't smoke weed at all. Has he got some mental issues? Is he on medications, SSRIs? I don't know. Maybe he is. If he is, isn't the counselor or his shrink, isn't he supposed to report self-mutilation and all kinds of crazy verbalizations? Isn't he supposed to report that to somebody important, like maybe law enforcement? And maybe then they could use the red flag laws to make sure he doesn't have anything, you know, as far as weaponry to hurt people. These things you all have set in place, in motion. For some reason, they're so concerned on censoring what I say about this and that. But then this kid can go on his social media, talk about terrible things he's wanting to do to people. And that's posted and that stays posted. But if I post something or I say something that this COVID 1984, it's a scam and Biden's a bad president and all these different things, talking about policies, they shut me down. They take it off. Now, you can't say that. But you can put violence on there and we'll accept the violence and the violence stays posted. So what she did say was interesting was that he quit. And he said, he made a verbalization, he made a statement that, I don't need the money. I don't need the money. So if you don't need the money, explain where two AR-15s come from. Now, I did a little research here. I don't know what model he bought, what brand he bought. But low-end cheap AR-15s, about $700 a piece. So I had two of them. I'm understanding that the value of the two rifles he had is around $5,000. Now, I checked the 225 ammo for the AR-15. I can get right now 1,000 rounds for $700. It's gone up skyrocketing. I mean, it's way higher than it was a year or two ago. So you start doing the math. And then the vehicle that got him there, the Ford F-150. And you start to put this all together and you're saying, wait a minute here. A kid says money isn't important. I don't care. I don't need the money. So the question to me is, who's funding this kid? How did he get the money to buy two AR-15s and ammunition and the vehicle, the truck? You can't make that on Wendy's. You can't make that on a Wendy's. Salary, no. It's an hourly, it's a nothing job. Going nowhere job, it's a high school job. So by saying that, I don't need the money, tells me that somebody was funding him, somebody was financing him. And then I go back and start thinking about the postings on his social media, the violence, and how things, first of all, kids like this can't write a manifesto of 180 pages. It's impossible. They're not intelligent enough to write an intelligent 180 pages of a manifesto. That's somebody else's doing. You know what I'm thinking about that. So did the FBI look at these postings on social media and say, we got the perfect patsy here for a false flag here? Perfect timing. We got an angry, disgruntled, transgender teenager here that hates his mother, hates his grandmother, hates life, hates everybody. Let's see if we can push him in the right direction here. Let's finance him. Let's get in his head here. Let's feed this anger. And we'll push him in the direction here. Of course, they didn't push him in the direction of pushing him to his own high school of the teenagers that were mocking him and teasing him for being transgender. No, because you know what? That's not deep enough to tweak the heartstrings. You have to push him in the direction to harm little children. So let's get this kid pissed off. Let's get him hopped up. Let's push him in the direction of killing little children. This will have an impact. We are trying to get the guns, trying to get rid of the Second Amendment here. And perfect timing. We got the NRA coming up for their Houston meeting here. We are going to kill two birds with one stone. We're going to get people so angry at the gun, not the individual, angry at the person with the gun itself. We're not going to point it at him. We're going to point it at the gun. Yeah, he's screwed up. Okay, but let's go after the guns. These are weapons of war. They're not weapons of war. Nobody's going into combat with an AR-15 semi-automatic. Now, I saw Beto O'Rourke took his opportunity to do a political plug for himself. How tasteless would he enter into a conference, conference with the governor, Greg Abbott, talking to the media, informing the people of what he has learned about this shooter, what has happened, how many are dead, giving some information. Of course, he was fed bad information. But the point is, that is his time to educate us of what has happened. So Beto O'Rourke decides to, from the background, say some things, and they're going, who is that guy? What's going on here? He makes his way to the podium here, and he does his political speech of, you could have stopped this, you could have stopped this. Of course, Beto O'Rourke is running for governor of Texas. This was all political, a very tasteless act. He is I don't know the word I could use for this guy right now, but this is the guy that says, I want to go after, get your guns anyway. Just a tasteless act. I think Texas hates you, Beto O'Rourke. I don't think you have a chance. That pretty much seals it right there. Using this incident for a political gain or advantage is it's going to backfire. He couldn't get voted for a dog catcher right now. But he did what he did. And a couple of people in the background, now I can't remember who they were, responded appropriately. And people say, oh, you can't say that. You shouldn't have said that. Responded appropriately. You dumb SOB. Get the hell out of here. That's being kind. That's being too kind. Actually, I'm disappointed that the security, what a joke, these guys were allowing him to continue talking, not to even putting their hands on this guy, like they're afraid to touch you because you'll scream battery or something like that. If I had done that, they would have been over me, all over me like stink on a monkey. They would have manhandled me to take me out of that meeting. But no, Beto O'Rourke, we're not, just let him speak his piece. No, they should have had their hands on him. They should have turned him around and forcefully made him exit that room. He's not invited. If he enters back again, slap cuffs on him, throw him in jail. Slap cuffs, throw him in jail. He's not above the law. And now he's trespass. It never happens. Second hour coming up. We got more phone calls here. 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, Patton, Texas, you're up next. And then let's break this down. Let's break this down a little bit more, okay?
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.